all the bit extra for her husband to sell in the village. This was enough for them to get by, although they were still very poor. But even so, when they wished for something, it was not to be rich, but to have a child to share their day's burden. As the old man backed away, the crane got up. It stood there for a moment, looking at him. seen the most wonderful sight. A crane was caught in a bog and I freed it. I wish you could have seen it as it flew away, its wings bearing it into the storm with such grace. I was so glad I was able to free it. A being such as that is not meant to be trapped. How wonderful! I'm sure your deed will bring us good luck. The migration of the cranes, as happened every year, was a sign. Winter was coming. The old man passed that spot every day and never failed to think of the cranes. But he saw no further sign of it. It had flown off for the winter with the rest of its kind. As winters do. And when the spring came again, the old couple were happy to hear the cries of the returning cranes and watch them fly overhead. They went about their business as always, finding nothing different about this spring from any other, except that they were a little bit older than before. But then one evening they were surprised by a knock on the door. The old man went over to see and was mystified to find a strange young woman standing on the doorstep. She explained that she was lost and tired and asked politely if she might come in and rest for a few minutes. During the evening and the following day, the girl delighted the old couple with her sweet temper and friendly ways. It was late afternoon before she mentioned shyly that perhaps she should be on her way. "My wife and I have been talking, my dear. We are all alone in the world, but for each other. And you say you have no family. How would you like to live here with us? We have always wanted a daughter, and everything we have would be yours." The girl seemed overjoyed and eagerly consented to stay with them. And so it was decided. Seemed very happy. However, one day the family, as they now thought of themselves, discovered that they were running very low on money. The husband and wife discussed this freely in front of the girl, since she was now part of the family, and she offered to help. "That is very kind of you, but what can you do?" "I can make cloth for you to sell in the village. But before I do, you must understand something. I am a very shy weaver. I will keep the door closed while I work. You must not look inside while I am weaving." The old couple were mystified by this request, but they trusted the girl, and so they agreed. "Sell this in the village. It should earn enough money to keep us for a while." Was a sum high above any he had ever earned in his life. Finally, he sold the cloth to a rich woman and brought the money home to his wife and their adopted daughter. They made a feast and celebrated their good fortune long into the night. Remember, while I am weaving, you must leave me alone. Thank you. When the girl emerged, this time she bore a cloth even more beautiful than the one before. She seemed even more exhausted, but strangely happy. Again, the old man went into the village, and again he was able to sell the cloth for a great amount of money. He brought the money back to his wife and their adopted daughter, and they celebrated that night in a grand style. When the summer began to draw to a close, the old couple noticed that the girl was acting strangely. She spent a lot of time standing outside, watching the sky, and ate little. Finally, one day, she came indoors and announced that she would weave another cloth, one to bring in enough money to last them through the winter. Are you sure? You get so tired. I am sure. Just remember, do not disturb me. Hearing the ceaseless noises of the loom, they were racked by questions. How could she make such fine cloth out of their coarse wool? Why was she so adamant that they'd not watch her? The next morning at breakfast, the questions were still on their minds. I think I can take this any longer. I must know what she's doing in there. There is a crack in the door. I'm going to take a peek. I agree with you. I don't want to betray her trust, but surely just a peek won't hurt. She may never know. As they slowly approached the door, the noise of the shuttle and meter seemed to fill the air. Surely they reasoned to themselves the girl would never know they had been there. The sounds of the loom would cover any that they made. They each put an eye to the crack and looked into the room. What a sight met their eyes! Inside they saw not a girl seated at a loom, but a large crane. It pulled feathers from its breast, weaving them into the fabric. The old couple looked at each other in disbelief. Surely the beloved girl could not really be a crane. They were bracing themselves to look again when they realized that the sounds of weaving had ceased. Then the door opened, and the maiden emerged, bearing with her the most beautiful cloth they had ever seen, even though it was only half finished. Now you see me in my true form. I am the crane you rescued last autumn, and I came to repay your kindness. I had hoped to remain with you always, but it is now impossible.
We are so sorry. We should have trusted you. Please stay with us. Please, we have been so happy with you. This changes nothing. We do not care that you are a crane.
But I am a crane. And while I can appear to be something else, I cannot deny my heart. The marshes are calling me, the sky and the sun. My kin are all flying south now, and I must go with them.
Then you must go. We love you with all our hearts, but you are not meant to be bound to this earth. Yes, be free.
Stood outside their little home, watching as the girl changed into a true form and took flight in a flurry of wings. They watched as she flew away, holding each other tightly. They were full of grief at losing.